Can you think of any way in which a person could finish the work of God? Jesus Christ revealed in himself the will of God. And this was done in his manner of life. It wasn't that there was anything about his personal appearance that would show this. It wasn't in the size of the man, or the natural look of the man, nor the clothing that he wore, or the way in which he walked. It was none of these things, but it was his manner of life in the things that he did. And he revealed in himself and through himself God's will for man. This was not so much in what he did as it was in how he did it. To be sure, he did what was right, fulfilling the law of God in all its aspects. But this is not the essential significance of the life and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is rather this: that he did what he did because God was in him. It is true that this carried out the law of God because it would be the mind of God that was in him. But it is something like this. It's not that Jesus of Nazareth, reading in the law what God wanted him to do, then mustered himself together and took charge of himself and went out and did what God wanted him to do. That wasn't it. It was that Jesus of Nazareth had in him the very life of God. And what he did here was simply live out actually what was in him. And this was actually the will of God. This was doing God's will. And this was why you would say that his righteousness, his way of living, would be of God. In himself, as Jesus of Nazareth, he demonstrated, he showed the power and the strength of living when one lives with God, and of working when one works with God. Finishing in his performance, in his activity, what God was already doing. Now, this is set forth in the book of John, in the Gospel according to John, in the 5th chapter, verses 17 to 31. And when we look at these verses, you will see how these ideas are set forth. Now, primarily, the way in which this is set forth is all a development of this simple doctrine, this simple line that we're going to find him saying at different times. I and my Father are one. Now, when he says, I and my Father are one, he of course does not mean that Almighty God is in a human body such as he is. He does not mean that the human body which he had as Jesus of Nazareth is part of Almighty God in heaven. That's not the idea. But it does mean to say that the life that he lived as Jesus of Nazareth and the life of Almighty God were one in their actual being. In other words, the life that was in him as Jesus of Nazareth was actually the life of God in him. So that his activity, his performance, the things he did as Jesus of Nazareth were such as would be the outworking in human form of the will of God which was in him. Now, the very fact he put it this way offended the Jews, because they thought that this was making himself equal with God. And that's true enough, but he did much more than that. This passage shows also the close communion between the Father and the Son, because it was the one Spirit that was in them. Now notice as we begin reading in verse 17. And by the way, while you're listening to me, I will have the greatest sympathy for those of you who are listening, because I may be saying things that you will hear and recognize, and they'll slip right out of your mind as soon as I have them said. But remember, you can always go back here and read it in John, in the 5th chapter of John, verses 17 to 31. You'll have it right here before you, and you can read this again and again. Because what you're going to find out here about the Lord Jesus Christ is exactly what's possible for you as a Christian. When you see him in the way in which he is living, you'll know the way it is to be with you and with me. But let me start in reading now, in the 17th verse. the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Now notice the way that's put. My Father is working in everything all round about. My Father is working, and I also work. Namely, I'm moving right along the way he's doing. Now in verse 18, we see the reaction of the Jews. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. But we read on, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. This blends the two. This actually presents the Son and the Father as being in union. They are in themselves one. The Son can do nothing of himself. He does not act on his own. Sometimes some of us would use the word unilaterally. That's an awfully big word, but it means working on his own. He doesn't go off on his own, and you know how easily that is done. I would venture to say that if you've ever had children around your place, as soon as they're old enough to run and walk, you can see people doing things on their own. You can see that child, he's got ideas of his own, he's carrying them out. Well, I can tell you one thing about him, he's a human being. Now I want you to know one thing, that so far as being a Christian is concerned, that wouldn't be the case. Now you see, if you were a child of God, that would not be the case. The child of God would be like the Lord Jesus Christ, of which he would say, the Son can do nothing of himself. It does not originate in him to do anything on his own, but what he seeth the Father do. And then he follows on through. For what things soever he doeth that the Father is doing, these also doeth the Son likewise. That's all the Son is doing. That's all he wants to do. And I think it almost puts here, it's all he can do. He's just born that way, is to do the will of his Father. Now notice verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. The Father shows the Son what the Father is doing, and then the Son follows through doing the things the Father does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. The Lord Jesus, while he was here on earth, performed certain miracles. They had seen, for instance, this man at the pool of Bethesda, and he had been healed. The Lord Jesus is saying there'll be bigger things done than this. And if you wonder when that would ever happen, I can tell you that at Pentecost, there was a far bigger thing done in Pentecost than the healing of this man at the pool pool at Bethesda. What you had in Pentecost, you had 3,000 people whose lives were changed when they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a much greater thing. And Peter got up there and preached a message that was actually in the will of God in such a way that what God was already doing in those people in Jerusalem, what God was already doing in that great multitude, Peter continued to do in his word, and by continuing to do in his word, the very words Peter spoke was the very means that brought the people through to the outward performance of what God was inwardly working in them. I'm talking about Peter, could be talking about you, could be talking about me. Now I read on in verse 21. For the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. That is to say, if Almighty God raises the dead, the Son will raise the dead, because the Son is going to do what the Father is going to do. I must read on quickly here so that you'll see how this is going to happen. But just now in verse 22, the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. And then the Lord says in verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. This is God quickening the dead. This is God raising the dead, doing it through his word, doing it through the Lord Jesus Christ, doing it through the preaching of his word, even to this very day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Why? Because God will raise them from the dead, and the Son is doing the same as the Father is doing. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God. And so on, you could follow on down through verse 30. It will just go one thing after another like this. Now, this opens the way for us to have this idea so far as you and I are concerned. When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his will is operating in us, we also walk in the ways of the Lord, and we also do the works of God, and we follow through in the work of the Father in heaven. For instance, in your own home, Almighty God is working in your own home. You find out what he's doing, and you do your part in with the will of the Father, and great things will be done. Not because you're doing it, the Father will do them. In your office, with your children, wherever you are, you will simply, by following through the Scriptures, following through the Word of God, you will actually, in your own personal performance, you will actually be fulfilling the very works of God. You will be doing the very things God wants to do, even as the Lord Jesus Christ did. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us to understand more of this, that we may willingly follow thy will, that thy work may be done. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.